WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, bright sparks. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of wisdom and a kickstart to your morning. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, life can be a real circus sometimes. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against the chaos? A philosophy that's been helping folks stay grounded for centuries. It's called Stoicism, and it's more than just grumpy philosophers wearing togas. Trust me, this stuff is gold for managing stress and anxiety in our fast-paced world. Today, we are diving deep into how you can use Stoic techniques to become a Zen master in the midst of a whirlwind. Because let's be real, who wouldn't want that? You know that feeling when your inbox is exploding, deadlines are looming, and your brain feels like it's about to short-circuit. We've all been there. But what if I told you those feelings don't have to control you? Here's the deal. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending everything's perfect. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and choosing how you react. Think of it as a martial kung fu. You don't fight the stress, you flow with it. First up, focus on what you can control. That's right, let go of the things that are outside your realm of influence. You can't control traffic, the weather, or what other people say or do. But you can control your reactions, your thoughts, and your actions. So focus your energy there. Think of it like this. You're in charge of the steering wheel, not the road conditions. Next, practice mindfulness. This means being present in the moment, fully aware of your surroundings and your own thoughts and feelings. It sounds simple, but trust me, it's powerful. When you're mindful, you're less likely to get swept up in worries about the past or anxieties about the future. Imagine it like this. You're savoring a delicious cup of coffee, really appreciating the aroma, the taste, the warmth in your hands. That's mindfulness living fully in that moment. Third, challenge negative thoughts. We all have those pesky inner critics whispering doubts and fears. Stoicism teaches us to recognize these thoughts for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. Don't believe everything your mind tells you. Question those negative narratives and replace them with more positive and realistic ones. Think of it like this. Your mind is a TV and you get to choose the channel. Fourth, find meaning in purpose. This one is huge. When you have a sense of purpose, you're more resilient in the face of challenges. Stoicism encourages us to focus on what truly matters, our values, our relationships, and contributing to something greater than ourselves. It's like having an inner compass guiding you through life's storms. Finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. This simple act can shift your perspective and make you more resilient to stress. Think of it like this. Every morning, give thanks for the fresh air, the warm sunlight, and the opportunity to start anew. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager who's constantly juggling deadlines and demanding clients. She feels overwhelmed, anxious, and like she's on the verge of burnout. But then, she starts incorporating some Stoic techniques into her routine. She focuses on what she can control, her own work ethic and attitude, and lets go of things outside her influence. She practices mindfulness during stressful meetings, taking deep breaths and focusing on the present moment. She challenges negative thoughts and replaces them with positive affirmations. And she finds meaning in her work by reminding herself that she's helping businesses thrive and connect with their customers. The result? Sarah feels calmer, more focused, and less stressed. She's able to handle pressure with grace and even enjoys the challenge of a fast-paced environment. So there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic techniques to manage stress and anxiety in our crazy world. Remember, you are not powerless against these emotions. You have the power within you to choose how you react and create a more peaceful, fulfilling life. Take a deep breath, embrace these principles, and start your journey towards inner strength and resilience. And that's a wrap for today. I hope this episode has inspired you to ditch the stress and unleash your inner Stoic. Now go out there and conquer the day with grace and wisdom. Don't forget to share this episode with your friend, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep it strong, keep it real, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.